Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who else is on? I'm sorry, is that Veronica?
Yeah, I'm Toronto.
Oh, good morning, Veronica. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good to hear you back on the calls.
Yes.
Who else wants to say hello?
Hi.
I'm sorry, you blocked out on that one. It was a male voice. Was it Mike?
No, this is Daniel.
Daniel from
Long Beach.
You used to be on a long time ago, right?
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Have you been on the advanced lifestyle calls at all?
Nope, this is the first time.
Oh, okay. Have you looked into the program?
They have, the last couple of years I've been very sick.
Oh.
But thank God I'm well now.
Good to hear that. So have you looked into the new advanced lifestyle at all?
Nope, this is the first time. Just got a call from, email from Shah.
Uh-huh.
Suggest that we get on to this one, so I want to see what's going on.
Okay, so you know...
Hey, Daniel, this is Lee.
Hi, Lee, how are you?
Good, it's good to hear you're on the call.
Thank you.
And you know the program has changed, correct?
Yes.
Good, okay.
I just got a tape from Shah. A couple weeks ago.
Okay. Did you listen to it?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
My husband watched it and said he wished he'd seen this 20 years ago.
How about that?
We'll come back to you, Daniel. Anyone else want to say hello?
Well, I guess I better.
We've already given you the demerit for the day.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I punched the wrong button on the alarm, obviously, because it turned it off.
I fell back to sleep again this morning, too, and it felt...
Yeah, you can do that, but you're 3 hours later then.
Oh, yeah.
A hell of us, anyway.
Well, so, Daniel, Veronica, Cindy, Lee, and you so far that I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
I'm so glad I'm not in charge of a car. Yesterday I looked at the clock and it was 7:30.
Whoops.
I thought something happened. Where did 7 o'clock go?
Oh, I know that feeling.
Hi, this is Dottie.
Dottie, good morning. Thanks, Nancy.
Linda's here also. We were working together, sort of.
Oh, Linda?
Brenda.
Brenda. Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Good morning, this is Darlene.
Darlene, good morning.
Good morning, Molly.
Molly, good morning.
Hi. Did you have a call on Wednesday?
Did we have a call on Wednesday?
I got in about this time and I waited, no sound. I wonder what happened.
I would just suggest that happens again, dial in again, because I think you were in the wrong place.
Yep. Right.
Sounds like.
I guess it's not a correction, but I just do it more than once.
Oh, I know that happens sometimes. I heard some electrics kick in. This is Shaw Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle. Hey, guys, we always have exciting things happening on this call. I have so much fun with it. Yesterday, I just told Jeannie, I said, my gosh, all these ideas, all this information, this was great, absolutely fun. The reason for the call is I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I told Daniel that we would get back to him because I'm sure he may have some questions. You know, he was just briefly telling us he's been away for a couple of years and that you had sent him a tape and he's wanting to hear what this is about.
Yes, it was good to hear his voice.
Thank you.
Very good to hear your voice. After a long, long time, although we've talked intermittently between times, so, yes. For anybody that is new, the reason for the call is because we discovered some great information about a year ago, last May, in that area, and decided that we needed to investigate this more carefully, and when we did, there was no refuting so anyway, it kept leading us on, and we did the China study, which is written by Dr. Colin Campbell. Am I breaking up or something?
A
little bit. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what that's all about. Here, let me try. Is that better? I'm going to do...
It is fine.
Yes. I'll bring it up and see if that helps. Does that help any?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, from the China study written by Dr. Colin Campbell, we found that there was so much evidence backing what he had in the book that's not new, it's centuries and centuries old, we needed to make some adjustments in the lifestyle that we were doing. So, with that, we have adopted a plant-based diet for the direction of minimizing the effects of the major diseases or the percentage of contracting the major diseases, developing the major diseases that we deal with in this country. And we're just glad that you've joined us this morning to share some of the information and ideas, and this is definitely an open forum. So anyone have any thoughts, comments, or questions?
This is Darlene, and I tried that recipe yesterday, and it was absolutely delicious. In fact, I ate half of it.
That was the one that Jeannie read to us, right?
Yes. The only thing is I added some tomatillos with it.
Oh,
it was so good.
Okay, I got that page open. I have to write that on there.
What did you add?
It's tomatillos or something like that. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Tortillas, I think, is the way they usually say it.
It's like a green tomato, but they have a little fine film on them. And you peel that off, and then you can chop it up. Looks just like a tomato inside.
What does it taste like?
It has a little tart taste to it.
Okay.
And it tastes almost like a green tomato, but it has its own flavor, actually. But it just really was so good, I tell you.
They're called the Mexican tomatoes.
So it's called, yeah, I was like that.
I hope that recipe is going out on the email.
Jeannie said she would type it up, and I've got one from Alita that she sent also that I need to send down. And what we're focusing on, if you weren't on the call yesterday, we decided it was a great idea that Jeannie had was, or whoever said it, I can't remember, maybe it was Jeannie. Anyway, that it would be fun to focus on a food of the week, and we chose the last day because we had a couple of experts on okra, and so Jeannie gave a recipe on okra. And it did sound good. In fact, it sounded so good that when we were out running around yesterday, I had a couple of my books with me, and I found one that was using okra also, and I stopped and picked up some okra and made it late last night, and I kind of changed it as I was going and made it instead of it so much of a soup, I didn't put so much broth into it. I actually like a stew to serve over either rice, pasta, or it could be put over baked potatoes. And I think I'm going to have it over baked potato. I love to make these dishes a day ahead of time and let them set because the flavors mingle so much more. So I did it really late last night. So what I'm looking at right now is a big pot of it, and it is melted together really, really well. And I would just call it like an okra stew over whatever you want to put it over.
That's interesting because I'm looking at a recipe that's called farfalle salad that I cut up, and it's with bow tie pasta, but you can obviously use any kind of pasta. And the vegetables that they used was yellow and red peppers. They said, fresh, red onions, frozen peas. They said to thaw and cook them. I wouldn't even cook them. I'd just use them as they are. Scallions,
black olives, the pot, a tablespoon of olive oil, which is what they use to boil the pasta in, which I don't use, a cup of pesto, and then grated parm, which I wouldn't use. But you could add what you just made to this pasta or any pasta and mix it up.
Okay, say what the name of it was, F-A-R?
F-A-L-L-E, salad.
A-L-L-E, okay. I thought you were saying,
Farfel.
Yeah,
maybe that's what that's how they're spelling Farfel. But yeah, it's just a pasta with different veggies and then a pesto sauce on it, which I don't see any green on it, but I guess it is. And they said to serve it at room temperature. You can refrigerate it. They say only up for up to a day, which doesn't sound logical. But what you are talking about that you did with the okra, why couldn't you mix that in with pasta?
You could very easily.
Any other vegetables you want to add?
Sure. Yes.
I'm getting so creative in my thoughts. Not in my thoughts, not my deeds.
Yeah, the power of suggestion. I was so hungry for okra by the time I got down to the store, I had to buy a bunch. And I did try eating it just raw, and it was just fine.
You liked it raw?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to find some to buy.
I picked it out last night when I first started stirring this together, and it was really crunchy. I had never had it in a recipe. This was frozen because I didn't find the fresh. Never had it in a recipe where it was like a stir-fry, just crunchy, even from the frozen. And I thought it had such a different taste than, you know, when I've had it either at Cracker Barrel or at in a gumbo where it's been, you know, cooked for a lengthy period of time. Well, I guess we found a new vegetable, guys. Let's see, that was Margaret and
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, I'm sorry, and Onita that were talking about it, that had it growing like crazy in their garden. So I guess I'm going to plant something new next year, just for the fun of it.
When I eat frozen vegetables, I don't cook them first. Does anybody else eat them that way?
Somebody really faint on my foot anyway.
New three. Don't cook them first or blanch them first, the intestine is still there, and you would have a certain smell when you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It out. So I don't know if it's that way with whatever you're freezing or not.
It was interesting. Marty was telling me last night at dinner that he spoke to a woman who lives in Florida, and she was asking how I was, and he mentioned that I'm still a wellness consultant, and that I'm a vegetarian, I think he said, or a vegan, I don't know. And I said, no, I eat plant-based. And she was telling him of a sect that's down in Florida, at least, who eats only raw. They eat no processed food at all, and they feel that just by cooking something, that is processing it and changing, I guess, the chemistry of the food. I said, so actually all they're eating is fruits and vegetables. Yep. I said, no grains. Nope. That's his understanding what she said. Do you ever hear this?
Yes, I have. In fact, I had a gal that I was going to have quite some time ago be on the call. When I tried, we were traveling or something, and so we didn't. I dropped the ball, so I need to get her on. She actually said she eats 90% raw. She isn't 100%, but she eats 90% raw. And this is one of the things that came up with Dr. McDougall. As children, he feel that we needed to eat that way, and he said no, because our bodies provide us with enzymes to break the foods down, and he advocates eating a good amount raw, but he said it's not necessary for us to eat entirely raw. But some of the people that have done it have conquered diseases.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that. Now, you know, it's not to say that that they're wrong in doing it, of course, because they're getting so much more food value. But he felt that we could accomplish the same thing by eating
a good
good about Raw and then the way that he has, because he's accomplished the same things with the people that he's worked with.
So, go ahead. I was just going to say, if you remember, oh gosh, months ago, when Dr. Oz took a group of people, you know, 10, 15 people, and they ate only raw for, was it 10 days? And they showed this, like, 17 pounds of food or whatever it was that they were eating every single day, and they all lost a significant amount of weight that week, or 10 days, whatever it was. That was all raw. I'm sure it was a great cleanse also.
I was just thinking exactly the same thing, because I remember when I first talked to Dr. Drummer, he had said, I mentioned something about doing the cleanse that we did, detox cleanse that we did way back when we were doing liquids and using Cialga.
Yeah.
And he said, actually, he said, the most incredible cleanse you can do is just eat veggies.
Mm-hmm.
For a number of days, and he said, have them steamed. He said, you know, slightly steamed or just raw. And he said, you'll feel totally satisfied because you can eat whenever you want of the raw vegetables. And he said, it's an incredible way of cleaning your body out.
Mm-hmm.
And starting on a new program. So, and periodically doing the same thing. So, anyway, there's, you know, there's lots of different ways of accomplishing it in a very healthy way, easy alternatives to doing it, and keeping with foods that are feeding our body really, really well, just like we're doing with the way we're eating on a plant-based diet. So, and if you, that doesn't mean you have to be perfect, and if you eat something that isn't in that exact category the way you want to be, you know what? You're still okay, and through the research that they did with the China study, you can have 5% of your full caloric daily intake of animal, even based, which I don't go there trying to do that by any means. I don't have any reason to, but if I get something, like a sprinkle of Parmesan on a salad or something, I don't need to send it back because it's there. It's, you know, it's okay.
If you remember, Shar, when I decided to start this program, one of the strong reasons was that when I was on that cleanse/fast a couple years ago, nothing hurt. And this sounded like an adaptation of that program.
I do remember that, and we had several of us that were seeing a significant difference in the way our bodies were functioning. If you remember that too, Nancy, there was just some really, really interesting results with it all.
Yeah. I didn't want to do it again, but it was an interesting experiment.
Very much so. We've had some more people join us. Would anyone like to say hi? This is Shar Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle.
Hi, Shar. This is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
I'm driving, so I'm going to try to stay quiet here.
We were talking about okra earlier. You may have gotten in on it, but people were trying different recipes, and love, it was Darlene, right? That,
yes.
Good. Right. Okay, Shar.
Yes.
This is Daniel.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
As you, all of you have different, recipes and so forth. If someone gets started, and how do they, do you have a book or a list of recipes that you have compiled that I...
Actually, we've shared lots and lots of recipes. We do not have a book we've compiled, but what I did at the very beginning was pick out four books that I thought were some of the best, and the China study does not have any recipes in it whatsoever. It's just got the information. Focus on Growth has put the four together in a package along with the interview that Ruth did with the author of China study, Dr. Colin Campbell, and offer it at a discount, the package of four. And the books are, besides the China study, are... Students Go Vegan, which is a very thin cookbook, which everything I've done, and Jeannie has just done incredibly well cooking out of there and suggesting recipes to us. It has great tips. It's by Carol Raymond, and it was kind of, I was looking for something that would be equal to what we did with A Week in the Zone, that was short, easy, and had some information, but also had simple recipes. So that fulfilled that one. And then there's the Rave Diet and Lifestyle, and that is the eating tape that I sent you, eating DVD that I sent you. That comes in the back of that book. It's got a lot of recipes in there that are very good.
Which can you get the package?
Fast on Growth has that. They put it together. And then, let's see, there is another book in there that is called Perfect Health the Nat Way by Mary Ann Scherer. And what's the fourth book, guys? That's one, two.
Four.
Oh, that's four. I'm sorry. So anyway, that, and of course, since then, we've added, I've added lots and lots of more books to the makeup. And the other thing that I really like is the Vegetarian Times magazine, because it comes out on is it monthly or every other month? I think that one's monthly. Eating is every other month. And it's on the newsstand in most of the stores, at least it's always in Barnes & Noble and the bookstores. Borders, Books a Million, and so forth. And they share, the Vegetarian Times has them marked with the word vegan if are totally clean, so you don't have to do any modifications. So that puts you into things that are a lot in season and just different recipes that they've come up with. So, yes?
I want to mention a couple of websites that we also use, therecipe.com, et cetera, that have wonderful recipes for them.
Yes.
Recipe.com?
Uh-huh.
Allrecipes.com. Allrecipes.com. Danny just walked in, Danny, and he said, is that who I think it is?
No.
So he's saying hi to you also.
Thank you. We actually have one other thing is that we know that a couple people just recently that discussed that they have Lou Gehrig disease, and one is downline of Dave Stofus, and his Chuck, I don't know whether you know his name, Chuck Cornish, he found out that he had Lou Gehrig disease a few months ago, and we have another distributor used to be. He's no longer a distributor, but a good friend of ours, Doug Pickerskill. So they are both trying to find out, you know, what should they do. And so I was going to give them your tape, Shar, so that they can actually, you know.
That's a great idea, and if you go to Dr. McDougall's website, which is, you didn't say that yet, Nancy, did you?
Nope.
Dr. McDougall, Dr. for doctor, and then mcdougall.com has incredible amount of information, probably the most or at least one of the most advanced websites. And I didn't open his email that came with his monthly newsletter, but that is a wealth of information. Did anybody open it and look at it yesterday?
No, but he also has recipes on there. And Daniel should also get on your email list as well as Mary Lou's to get the recipes that we talk about on the calls.
Okay.
Yeah, I just added him to my list when I was going through and thinking of people since I'm reconstructing my list. So if anybody did not get the sour cream and the Caesar salad dressing and the other email I sent down, you're not on my list. So email me at Denny Schar, DennyChar, @comcast.net. You could have gotten it also from Mary Lou. But if you didn't get it from me, if you want to be on both mailing lists, just in case one of us missed something, that would be a good idea also. But Mary Lou Vernon has been really great about sending all the information down also. So that's a beginning. And you've got some other websites that come to mind that you use too, Nancy.
Oh.
No. Anybody else, their favorite one that they use, is it VeggieSource.com, VeggieSource.com. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, guys, and I don't have a quick list here. I should have.
I do. Sometimes I do allrecipes.com and type in vegan recipes.
What recipe? Allrecipe.com is what into what recipe?
And then in the search put vegan, just V-E-G-A-N, and it'll give you all of those. I know what I got into last night also was, what was it? Jeannie, you use this one, low-fat, what is it, lowfatvegan.com?
I'm not sure.
Maybe somebody else came up with that. I can't remember who came up with that. Or type into Google vegan recipes, and they'll give you a whole bunch of websites also. Some of them are easier to navigate and more thorough and easier to get around. And, you know, I just like the information better from. So we'll have to compile a list. That's a good idea. I think I had one on my other computer.
There are great recipes on the Google site also, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and there's so many of them. He has, like, about 5 years of newsletters filled with recipes that that Mary has put together or people have sent in or other chefs, which there's Jason Weirich has a free newsletter that or free recipes that go out also, and he is a vegan chef.
And you know they're going to be clean.
Right, they're going to be clean. Some of the websites vary in the amount of processed food and shortcuts they use. And last night I did open a can of chickpeas, and when I tasted the chickpeas, they tasted like dishwater compared to when I cook them from dry. That's my take. I'd much rather do it. But I always have them on hand in case I have to shortcut. Because by the time you get them in the recipe, everything else has a great flavor if you just substituted something that's come out, one thing that's come out of a can. So it's not like it's horrifying.
Did you tell Daniel what RAVE stands for?
Pardon?
Did you tell Daniel what RAVE stands for?
No, that's a good one. Do it.
Oh, no. What are we fine? I know. No animal. No vegetable oil.
Right.
No exceptions and no process.
Well, plus exercise on the end. No exceptions for the E. No exceptions plus exercise. So you may have missed the very first word, Dan, or the very first acronym. The R is for no refined.
Meaning processed
foods. Yeah, processed foods.
Okay.
So that is a simple way of explaining it, especially when you're introducing somebody to it, another analogy that we can use in putting it all together. But we definitely have a lot more fun cooking this way because it opens so many doors to having the full thought process on vegetables, fruits, and grains, where before the most emphasis was put on the animal product that made up the entree in our diet. I mean, that's what you always went looking for, trying to decide what your meal was going to be planned around with the entree, which was the animal product. And now it's the whole meal. And with Dr. McDougall's way of laying out, and he has some great books for people that are looking to cut weight. He's got the Maximum Weight Loss book. He's got a 12-day program. He has cookbooks, quick Let's see, what's the title on that one?
Is it Quick and Easy?
Pardon?
Is it Quick and Easy?
The Quick and Easy, 300 Best Recipes Quick and Easy Cookbook. Just lots of information there. And then there's the McDougall cookbook, which was one previous to that.
You can get these at Amazon, usually.
Yes, you can find all of this stuff on the Amazon site, and you can probably just Google vegan cookbooks and pull up a whole bunch of them, too. But the Internet has so many on it. I've got a Mediterranean vegan cookbook that I'm having, the Mediterranean vegan kitchen that I'm having fun looking in. So, and there is so much being published on it. Denny scans the newspaper every day for me and came up with, what was there, three in there yesterday. Ruth and Dennis were here at our house. And trying to think what all was in there. Yeah, this was Sunday's paper, but just... yeah, we've done that a couple of days already. Well, Nancy, you probably picked... Oh, there was one in there by Dr. Oz that really wasn't on eating plant-based, but it was a vaccine that I had not heard of. Denny had. He'd seen it on the news for cervical cancer that he is promoting. He and Dr. Roizen were promoting for mothers to get their daughters vaccinated.
The Gardasil? Gardasil?
He had, it was letters.
Yeah, it's for kids.
For kids, yes.
This is better. You haven't heard of this one?
I was not familiar with it, no.
HPV.
Oh, but HPV virus.
Yes.
It's out for like a year already. I know of people who have had it, have had the vaccine.
Okay, talk a little bit about it.
Huge controversy because there have been other doctors, even on OSHA, who have said that this vaccine covers only three viruses, and, you know, it has not been around long enough to know long-term whether it's a good thing to do or not. I am just amazed at these, well, I don't know. It makes me scared.
Okay.
They're doing it to young teenagers.
Yeah, they said 9 to 12, actually, was the ideal age bracket.
And I have not ventured to ask my son if his daughters have been or not. But I know a good friend of mine's granddaughter was. She was not asked whether this was a good idea or not. Her daughter took the daughter and had her done. It's an expensive vaccine. I think you get it 3 doses. I'm not sure on that, but I know it's an expensive vaccine. Don't know if insurance is covering it or not, but... It's been out for, I'll bet, a year already, and many doctors are saying, but I've also heard some very well-respected doctors on TV on different programs saying, I'm not sure. This is a young person you're giving it to. It's only covering 3 of the, and I forget how many are, you know, like double-digit numbers that there are available, and it's only covering 3 of them. So.
Now, have you heard Dr. McDougall expound on it?
No.
He does such thorough research. That might be a good question to send him and see if we got something in print on it.
It's the HPV virus.
HPV?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I've got the article here so I can look. And if anybody else gets a chance before I get to it and you get a reply back and you email Dr. McDougall on it, please share it with us. Because I know there's a lot of people out there that would love to know more about it, I'm sure.
Didn't that doctor on Oprah, didn't she say that they had some bad side effects of some of those injections that had been given out? And she was not in favor at all.
Right. You know, I just had an article yesterday on this, and I'm looking right now to see if I can find it. Keep talking, guys.
Well, I know that they said there was, like, flu-like symptoms, just like you could get from other vaccines, but I'm not a real advocate in the first place of a lot of vaccines because I know of a number of cases where they were definitely detrimental, and I know the percentages might be low compared to what they do that's good, but, you know, you still don't like to see things that have negative side effects. And then, of course, when with the long term, sometimes you hear a whole lot more.
So where does that, what is the cause of it? It's just a virus in the air? Or...
Yeah, I don't remember whether it's sexually transmitted or not.
Well, they said in the article last night, they said just body contact transmits it. It does not have to be, I mean, touching from one person to another, and that's why they wanted it done early before kids start doing the touching thing with each other. So that was one way. That it was transmitted.
HPV stands for human papilloma.
Right.
It's VD warts.
Oh. Okay.
Passed along the same way. It's been indicated as a cause of cervical cancer.
Okay.
I see.
Okay.
It's a sexual transmitted disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was also listed as that. Yes.
Infections. It can lead to cancer. They have to be checked periodically, maybe every 6 months. They have to have biopsies done to make sure it's under control. And when they have it, they recommend that the people have their children at a younger age because they can become infertile or have cancer develop from it. They have to be very careful.
Thank you, Brenda.
You're welcome. I've known a few people with it. There's a lot of people with it. When you start looking around, most people seem to have it. A lot of people do.
Yes, that was another thing they gave, was the percentage of people that do have it by whatever age. I can't remember. Okay, anybody else with thoughts on food or comments that they would like to make or questions?
I just want to say that being the first time on this program, and I did listen and look at the eating DVD sent by Char, and Anna had, we'd already been eating a lot more vegetable and fruits and very little meat, but she has trouble of finding food just simply vegetables. So we're going to try to change it around and what happens the next few weeks.
And if you get the chance, Danny, get the China study either the book so you can see the charts that are in there, because they're very, very helpful to understand and pass on information to other people. Or it is on abridged on CDs now also. And that I like, I've done both. I read the book first and now listen to the CDs, and I find that when I go back over them, I'm picking up things that I've forgotten or it didn't click the first time through. So it just reinforces it.
Excuse me, now the CD is only not the whole, right? Just the essence of it.
Right. There's actually six CDs that cover the book, so it's pretty lengthy. It's a good abridged view of it, but again, it doesn't give absolutely every word. And you may start. So I like both. I like it both ways.
Thank you all very much.
You're certainly welcome, Danny.
I encourage you to come back on the calls.
Thank you.
And we do a lot of recipes that we just write off the calls. We'll try and get into more of them being put down on paper, but again, there's lots of places to grab them from, so we don't have to rely on what is said on the calls, of course. I guess the other tip I could say to you is the reinforcement from when I spent the 10 days with McDougal was, start out with a great big healthy salad for your lunch and dinners, and then they would have the soup, and then they would have a simple entree or something that you decided you liked that would include the starch. And about two pieces of fruit a day, two to three, if you're cutting back two, I don't see the bag that came in with that stuff in it, two to three pieces of fruit. way we're back on the oils, we just saute with broth or a little Pymag water to do our browning and sauteing. And then we work on getting the refined products out of our diet. It was easy for me to cut out the animal products. That was just an overnight thing. I didn't have to even work on that. It was just automatic because I'd read enough that I knew that that was the direction we were going to go. The refined and using some of the easier products to work with was a little bit more of a challenge. We eat tofu a couple of times a week usually, and we eat a lot more rice, and I apologize for writing you, ribbing you about rice before, and even the white rice that you use, I use more by far brown rice.
I saw
Somebody's cutting out. Heard I saw.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not hearing you. Either it's my phone or.
I think they're talking a side show.
Okay, side talk. Okay, sorry about that. Oh, so anyway, that's kind of the basic of it, and it's I did not find it difficult to make the transfer. People do it in different levels. Whatever works for them is the way they should be doing it, but I do encourage them to do it because of the difference that they'll see in the way their bodies work. So,
just one more plug. Focus on Growth has a call that Char recorded in July, we're in August already, with Julia Leatherman. If you go to Focus on Growth, look under Lifestyle Calls. Excellent, excellent, excellent call.
Okay. Yes, we had lots of feedback. Thanks, Nancy, for remembering that. We had lots of feedback on that. And there's several other calls of interview calls also on there. And lifestylesupport.org, I believe, Steve Crowfoot is still taping. Has anybody been there recording the calls on a daily basis?
I'm not sure.
I haven't been there for a while. I need to check that and see if he is as we talk.
It's an old call. It's worthwhile as long as it's after last May.
Pardon?
Even listening to an older call after last May would still be worthwhile for information.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write that down and I'll go there. And if anybody else thinks of it, they can go there also. Lifestyle.org. Okay, guys, we're up to the 45-minute break here, so we are at the end of the week, and I don't recall. Terry and Aaron Latham will be Vance's guests tomorrow on the call. And so that's at 7 a.m. It's the same number with the PIN code being 62862#. There is a lot happening, and Terry is extremely excited. I don't know how much information he will go through, but having had Ruth and Dennis here overnight, and Dennis sat down with the computer and opened up a download that he had done just before he left Vashon, and I thought they'd already gone through it. Neither one of them had seen it, and it was phenomenal. And I'm not going to talk any more about it because you need a little instruction on how to, where to go and how to go about it. But I don't know whether Terry will talk about it tomorrow, but it will be out there, and it's like, oh my goodness, I definitely have to got to sit down and go over some of the information. But as you hear these things, the corporation is doing some major changes and additions for us, and some of it I know will come out this month, and we have a kickoff call today that I don't want to forget about. We'll be on the President's Club kickoff call at 9 a.m., and then it will be the follow-up call to it at 6 p.m. tonight. And I don't have the phone number handy. Anybody got it that's gotten the email or knows the regular number? I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay. Well, I'm sure you can search it out and find it. So, that will be the August 1st kickoff call with anything that they are focusing on for the month at this point. And have a great day and an absolutely wonderful weekend. And we'll hear you back here on Monday.
Sure. Are you available for me to call you?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thanks for your input, everyone. If you found value in the call, please point others to it. Join us again, and we'll be here. Thanks so much.